And we welcome you back here from Toms River High School North. Halftime this evening brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation located in downtown Toms River. Check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net. Matt Horman and Sarah Luca, 13-7 is your score right now in favor of Toms River North. Off that long touchdown throw at the end part of the first half, Mike Husney hooking up with senior wide receiver Jordan Craig, and that's where we stand right now. Been a good game so far between these two teams, both trying to get back on track and find their traditional wins of which they are usually so accustomed to. One win last year for Toms River North, a 5-0 start that resulted in an 0-5 finish for Lacey. That's where we're at in this contest right now. Recap a little bit in terms of things that have happened around the shore.
Not raining in here.
Things that happened in the shore so far this weekend. Let's start with last night's games first in Class A North. Freehold Borough now off to a 2-0 start. Josh Dixon with a couple of touchdown runs. He's got 6 in 2 games. They beat Freehold Township 29-7.
Yeah, he's legit for sure, Dixon. You know, that was the battle of the Freehold schools. Both schools winning big in week 0, I guess we call it. And that was a battle of two 1-0 teams, and Freehold Township put up a good effort. Their quarterback had a pretty good game, but Dixon too much for the Colonials. No, the Colonials won it for Freehold Township, the Patriots, to win it.
Raritan had a huge lead against Manasquan, 27-0. Big Blue came back to tie it before Raritan with a win 41-34, the final score in that one. So Raritan now 1-0, Manasquan 0-1. Must have been a wild game.
It was. I talked to somebody this afternoon that got a little info on that game, and Manasquan came all the way back and had a shot to win it and tie it. And just couldn't do it. But a big effort by Raritan. Raritan's another one of those schools, Matt, you know, way up north, you know, that you don't really hear a lot. They scrimmage out of the area. And nice effort by the Rockets.
Also last night in Class A Central, a team most said we're not quite sure what they will be. And we found out a little bit about what they will be. St. John Vianney with a 31-10 over, at that point, number 9, Mattawan, junior quarterback Anthony Brown, throwing for just under 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. It looks like the Lancers are for real.
Everybody said that Brown, absolutely tremendous thrower, threw for about 250 there. And Mark Ciccatelli got the magic wand, Matt. I mean, picked up a couple of transfers, a couple from Neptune, a couple from Mattawan, and all contributed pretty well. One coming after 30 days, another one. So, you know, they're playing well, and he just has that, you know, winning factor as a head coach. You know, he did it at Freehold, won 2 championships. Comes to Neptune, he wins a championship after, you know, so many years without one. And now he moves on to a Catholic school, you know, who, you know, where you have pretty much free will of where you want to get players from. And he sells his program to these kids, and so far so good, as he won a big one. By the way, Mattawan in that game, Matt, leaped 10 penalties, 3 big personal fouls for hitting above the helmet, you know, or with your helmet, so striking, you know, targeting penalties, so hurt themselves, Mattawan.
One game last night in Class A South. That was Southern Regional over Toms River East, 21-14. And I think similar to this game, in which one of those games that you go in and say either team could really win, a 50-50 game in a division like Class A South. If you could come out on the winning side, you might be able to put together a little momentum. Southern Regional behind Ryan Winkler, who ran for over 100 yards, had a couple of scores in that game as well. Comes away with, to me, a big season-opening win.
Yeah, and that opener, everybody had heard of Jeff Wood, the Toms River East running back, not too many of Winkler, and had a tremendous game, over 100 yards. I got a text from Chuck Donahue this morning, and after I had congratulated him on his win, and he said both teams played very tough, very hard. He said the league is so good this year, top to bottom, and any road win is a good win, and he won that in the Dvorak Field in Tom Trevorese.
Jeff Wood did run for 170 yards in the loss and a touchdown. Class B North was a very busy last night, and early 7-7 tie. And I'll go on record as saying, I said, I think RBC at some point will have games where they struggle maybe early on. Takes them a little bit to warm up, and then by the end of it, it'll be one of those typical RBC scores. Very indicative last night, 42-7 final over number 10 Long Branch.
Yeah, got a lot out of, who was it, Sperling, their backup running back?
Sprenall.
Sprenall, yeah. And, you know, Cordova scored one. Hahn played well, according to what people had said. And, you know, 40 points again on the board coming off of 55 in opening day. So, you know, they're a good football team. They will be challenged, though, this year. And one of those teams that will challenge them is, you know, Jackson, who we saw last night, who we were very impressed with.
Maybe one of the games of the night, Neptune with a 30-27 win over Ocean in a game that went back and forth. Neptune, a big lead, and then Ocean able to get back into the story. That one was turnovers, and boy, will they kill you. Ocean with a couple late in that game in the fourth quarter. So the number 18 in our Shore Sports Network top 10 goes down. Neptune now 1-0. Ocean 0-1. Another one of those 50-50 games. Now we know Neptune's going to be a pretty good football team.
Exactly. And remember, they get the Moore, the quarterback who transferred into them in after four games. He has to sit 30 days, transfer from Ocean. So that was a game in which Tyler Thompson had a good ball game, but fumbled inside the 10-yard line as Ocean was going in to take the lead in that one. So tough loss for Ocean, you know, but with a back like Tyler Thompson, one of the top backs in the Shore. And by the way, Matt, how about the running backs? So many good running backs last year, you know. I mean, last year we thought it was the year of the quarterback, right? A lot of young quarterbacks who are back this year, and certainly quarterback is a prime position and a star position, but a lot of good running backs. Everybody seems to have a real good running back.
Red Bank with their first win of the year as they beat a young Wall team 21-14. The Crimson Knights now 0-2. Point Beach, a team that's just kind of on the outside of maybe that top 10 area. They beat Asbury Park. Had to come back and do it 15-12, the final score for the defending state champion Garnet Gulf.
Yeah, they lost their top running back, Freinheim, early in that game. I think he, you know, unofficially broken knuckle, I believe, you know. So if it's only a broken knuckle and not a broken hand, he should be able to patch that up and maybe get back on the field. Tough kid, but whenever you lose, you know, one of your top players, especially in a Group 1 school like Point Pleasant Beach, you know, not a heavy bench there, you lose your top running back, it's tough to sometimes recover. But give Asbury Park credit, they played hard. Billy Hill took over their program this year, of course, the ex-coach from Toms River South, and, you know, Hall of Famer from Howell High School when he in his playing days. But, you know, seems to have Asbury Park on the right track.
Barnegat with a season-opening win over Manchester in Class B to South, 26-7, maybe a little harder than some would have expected. Point Borough gets their first win of the year. They beat Pinelands by a score of 17-6. Some non-divisional games. Howe with kind of an impressive win over a team we weren't sure about, Colts Neck, after such a good season a year ago. But the Rebels bounce back off a disappointing Week 1 loss, come back and beat the Cougars 20-16.
Yeah, LaCava left Colts Neck, so new coach there, struggled his first time out. Howell, a demoralizing loss opening night to Freehold Township in a, you know, the crosstown rival game there. Comes back nice with a W, and you know, it makes that opening day loss a distant memory when you come back and you're 1-1 now.
Toms River South, they open up their year with a 40-7 win over Donovan Catholic. Jackson Memorial, as we did our game of the night last night, beat Jackson Liberty 52-16, now 7-0 against their crosstown rivals. South Brunswick with a win over Middletown South, 36-24, and Middletown North bounces back from a season-opening loss. They take care of Perth Amboy 40-0. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll go through some of the games today and continue our look around the Shore Conference. We'll take a 3-minute pause. We're back right after this with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.